It's the dictionary.
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 Dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome yet again to the dictionary. Just the most amazing podcast ever. Everybody's favorite podcast. Everybody in the whole world is listening to this podcast. The first word in this episode is dramatic monologue. Two words. Monologue. Maybe people don't know how to spell this word. M-O-N-O-L-O-G-U-E. This is a noun from circa 1935. A literary work, like a poem, in which a speaker's character is revealed in a monologue usually addressed to a second person. This is the explanation scene. I'm going to say all of this stuff in a very unrealistic way in a monologue. It's going to be written so eloquently and spoken so nicely that it's my time to talk, and it's so dramatic. I'm telling you about my whole life to this one person. Ooh. Mike Flanagan, he has some really good monologues in his movies and shows. There was that one about, it wasn't the Midnight Club. It was the other one about the island. I don't want to say too much, but yeah, there were a couple of really, really good monologues in that one. Let's see. Oh, my sound effect is going to be, oh, ha 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 ha. Dramatics is next. This is a noun from 1796. 1. The study or practice of theatrical arts, like acting and stagecraft. Stagecraft could be literally crafting the stage, but I think you could also call things like stage combat could possibly be stagecraft. Anything that is a craft, an art, a thing that you have been trained on the stage is a stagecraft, and you are studying and practicing the dramatics. 2, dramatic behavior or expression. Maybe a drama queen has lots of dramatics. Children have lots of dramatics. Next is dramatic unities. Noun from circa 1922, the unities of time, place, and action that are observed in classical drama. And I, of course, never studied classical drama, so I couldn't tell you what the unities are. Are time, place, action, are those the unities? The unities of time, place, and action that are observed in classical drama. This is a little confusing to me. But you do have to observe the time that a thing happens, where it happens, and what happens. That's time, place, action. Maybe that's what those are the dramatic unities. Let's just say yes.
Hey, hoo-hoo-hee.
Next is dramatization or dramatization or dramatize, and all of these have an S near the end because these are the British variations of dramatization and dramatize with a Z or a Z.
Ho-wah-ha-ha.
Dramatis personae. Or dramatis personae, or dramatis personae, any combination of those. Two words. First word is dramatis. Second word is personae.
A-E.
Noun from 1730. 1. The characters or actors in a drama. They are the dramatis personae. They are the persons, the people, in the drama. The characters or actors, either one. They're similar, but they're different. Number 2 is a list of the characters or actors in a drama. And what it says before that definition is singular in construction. I think that's what that means. I don't know what that means exactly, though. Is it dramatis persona? I don't know. Whatever. It's singular of some kind form. Because dramatis personae, I think, is plural. But then I don't know why it's saying it's singular here. Maybe the list itself is singular, but the things that are listed in the list is plural. Three. Wait, so the list... Yeah, because the characters or actors in a drama are the dramatis personae, but then the list of them is also the dramatis personae. Three. People who figure prominently in something as an event. So the people who are the important people at an event, maybe they're putting on the event, maybe they're performing at the event, talking at the event, they are the dramatis personae.
Oh, ha 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 ha!
Dramatist or dramatist is next. This is a noun from 1678. The synonym is playwright. Now, playwright is playwright. But if you're writing a thing, isn't that W-R-I-T-E? Why is it spelled with a G-H in there? I never noticed that or thought about that or anything. Maybe that's an older way to write the word right. Right? Right. Oh, ha-ha! Dramatization or dramatization, noun from 1796. One, the action of dramatizing. We're going to talk about dramatize in a second. So number two for dramatization is a dramatized version as of a novel. So I guess the novel could be the dramatized version of a real life story, possibly, or maybe you're dramatizing the novel into a play or a movie or a TV show or interpretive dance or a song. But this next word, I think, actually is more useful to have seen first. That's usually not how this goes, though. You want to learn about the next word so you can understand dramatization better. So here we go with the next word. Let's quit chatting. Let's just talk about it. We're just stalling. Why? The people want to hear about the next word, don't they? Yes, they do. How long can we keep this up? We won't do it forever. Just a little bit longer. Oh, ha ha! Dramatize or dramatize. Verb from 1783. We are starting with transitive. One, to adapt as a novel for theatrical presentation. Let's put it in the theaters. Two, to present or represent in a dramatic manner. It's just so dramatic. And what we have done is we have created a dramatization of that thing to make it dramatic and dramatized. Intransitive verb is one, to be suitable for dramatization. Dramatize, it's suitable. Yeah, you can dramatize that. It's very suitable for that process. Two, to behave dramatically. I'm behaving dramatically. That's not really a great example of that. Dramatizable. That is an adjective. Ho, 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 ha, ha, ha. Dramaturge. Spelled dramaturge. Or you can hack off that E. Just murder that E and get it out of there. Noun from 1870, a specialist in dramaturgy, which is our next word. Dramaturgy with a Y at the end. Noun from 1801, the art or technique of dramatic composition and theatrical representation. So this is, I guess this is just putting on a show, creating a drama, dramatizing a thing, making something theatrical, putting a thing in a theater, any one of those things, and I'm sure there's more that I didn't even list, being able to do that, doing that, the art of it, the technique of that, all of that falls under the umbrella of dramaturgy. And then somebody who's good at that, who does it, is a dramaturge. I have heard this word, dramaturgy, but never really thought about what it was or knew what it was. And is this a thing that still gets used in the drama world, the dramatic world, the theatrical world? Probably some people, but not the day-to-day person isn't really using dramaturgy. Dramaturgic or dramaturgic or dramaturgical is an adjective, and dramaturgically is an adverb. I thought it would be funny. I don't know why I looked around the room like I had this here. I don't. Why would I look around the room? I thought it would be funny to do Mad Libs with this podcast. So I would have a Mad Libs with me, and then as the words come up that fit into the spaces, I would just put them in there. And then, you know, it might take a couple of episodes to actually finish one, depending on the context, but it would be weird, but maybe kind of funny. And the weirder the word, the better. So I think dramaturgically would be just a fantastic adverb for a Mad Lib. So maybe someday, if I think of it, I'll get around to that. This is from the Greek dramaturgia, which means dramatic composition. And that's pretty much it. I mean, the suffix urgia means the suffix urgy, U-R-G-Y in English. But what that means exactly, I guess you have to wait until the U's if we ever get there. Oh, ha! Dramedy or dramedy is next. This is my sound effect, if you couldn't tell. Noun from 1978. What was the first dramedy? I'm sure there were dramedies before 1978, but what was the one that were like, yep, that's a dramedy in 1978? A comedy, as a film or television show, having dramatic moments. I mean, I guess which one, why you could call it a comedy, a drama that has comedic moments. Is that something else? Is that a comma? A comedy drama? Dramedy is a better word than comma, but, you know, does it matter which one comes first? Why does it have to be a comedy that has dramatic moments? I think it could go either way, right? I do like these. I like something that's going to have a blend of drama and comedy and all of the other genres. But those are the two, you know, it's the happy and the sad. That's kind of our, like, base two opposite emotions. And, I like it because it feels more realistic. Life has drama and comedy, and it's something that can be a dramedy that can bring in dramatic plus comedy and make you bounce back and forth. I think that's fantastic. Twin Peaks is on my brain a lot because it's on my wife's brain a lot, and we have it's just a big part of our world, and that is a really good dramedy. There's a really good blend of heavy, 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 serious drama and also just kind of weird comedy. I mean, even in one scene, a short scene, it goes from serious talking about a murder to comedy about donuts. Dramedy, dramedy, dramedy. Okay, we got to move on. Ho, 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 ha, ha, ha. Dramic. Dramomock. And I believe this looks like that was the end of the drama words. Yeah, so dramic. Noun from 1562, chiefly Scottish. It is raw oatmeal mixed with cold water. Sounds just fantastic, just wonderful. Oh, the tastiest of foods. I am not at all surprised that A, this is a Scottish word, and B, that this is a thing that the Scots eat. I mean, maybe they, you know, back in the 1500s, they didn't have a way to heat up their water, possibly. So they were like, well, let's just put some cold water in this raw oatmeal and eat it, because we got to eat food, and we need water, and we're going to call it Dramic. It is from the Scottish Gaelic word. I don't know how to pronounce it, because nothing in Scottish or Gaelic is pronounced how I think it should be. Dramig, D-R-A-M-A-G. Feel free to let me know how it's actually pronounced. I like my oatmeal to be hot, not cold. So I don't know if I'll be eating any Dramic on purpose, unless I'm in a weird situation. Oh, ha ha! I don't know, it's getting kind of weird, but that's fine. Next is dram shop. One word. Noun from 1725. The synonym is bar room. So why? Dram, let's see. If we go to dram, it's something to drink. A small portion of something to drink is a dram. So, you know, the shop where you get a little thing to drink is the bar room. It's the bar. It's the place where the drinks are. Let's go to the bar. It's the place where the drinks are. Okay, dram shop. Never heard of that one. That seems more British. Yeah, Scottish, Irish, English, Welsh. Yeah. Ha! Drank is next. This is the past form of drink. Did you drink? You could say, did you drink? Yes, I drank at the dram shop. I had a drink, and I drank it, and it's been drunk. But I'm not drunk, because it was just a little bit. Oh. Next is drape, D-R-A-P-E. First form verb from 1847, starting with transitive. 1. To cover or adorn with, or as if with, folds of cloth. You're draping your windows with cloth, or something like it, or something like that, yes. Draping the windows, it could be other things. You could drape couches. 2. To cause, to hang, or stretch out loosely or carelessly. I don't care about how I'm draping this thing over the bed. I'm just so careless about how I'm doing this. 3. To arrange in flowing lines or folds. So this seems the opposite of number 2. You're not careless at all. You're actually putting a lot of effort into how you are draping. You really want the folds to fall in a certain way on this one. Intransitive says, to become arranged in folds, as in, this silk drapes beautifully. This is the thing itself is draping. There is some action happening to it, either just how it falls on its own, or if somebody else is draping it for the silk, for the fabric. Drapeability, you can put an E in there or not. Drapeability, that is a noun. Drapeable, also with or without an E, that is an adjective. It's a back formation of the word drapery, which is going to be later this episode. The second form of drape are these silent drapes. Some of you might catch that reference. If you don't, I'm so sorry. Second form of drape, noun from 1889. 1. Arrangement in or of folds. Arrangement in folds or arrangement of folds is drape. 2a. A drapery, especially for a window. The synonym is curtain. The curtains hanging down from the ceiling to the ground. They are the drapes. What color are they? Are they red? 2b, a sterile covering used in an operating room, and this is usually used in plural, so you would say drapes. If you're going to maybe the emergency room, you get put in one of those little nooks. You gotta put the drapes around so people don't see you changing, or you want it to be private. That's what I'm saying. Close the drapes, please. 3, the cut or hang of clothing is called the drape. Drapey is an adjective. I don't think I've ever heard anybody use drapey. It's like a drape. What would you describe as drapey other than drapes? That's a little too close to how some not cool people act. I don't know. I don't feel like I want to go down that direction. Stop being so drapey. Okay, the next word. Draper. This is not Don Draper. He was the guy in Mad Men? Yeah. Draper is a noun from the 14th century. This is chiefly British. It is a dealer in cloth and sometimes also in clothing and dry goods. Well, the cloth part makes sense, and clothing, but the dry goods, that's a little weird. Why would the draper be dealing in dry goods? This is a Middle English word. I guess it means weaver or clothier. From Anglo-French, draper, which is from drap, which that's also an Anglo-French word, which means cloth. And there's more at the word drab. So, just the one who deals with cloth and clothing and stuff. The draper. Do we not have drapers in America? Did we never get those? Are they just British? But yeah, I mean, I guess if your last name is Draper, your family probably came from Britain somewhere, and they were drapers. That's how it works. Okay, the last word.
I'm feeling so dramatic. I'm feeling so comedic.
Drapery. Drapery. Noun from the 14th century. Oh, this is interesting. Number one is British. The synonym is dry goods. So yeah, somehow the dry goods are drapery. 2A. A decorative piece of material usually hung in loose folds and arranged in a graceful design. If that design is not graceful, you can't call it drapery. It's arranged in a graceful design? You really have to put a lot of thought to make drapery graceful. I mean, it already is kind of graceful, but if it's got folds, wrinkles in it, that's not really graceful. 2B, hangings of heavy fabric for use as a curtain. 3, the draping or arrangement of materials is drapery. That was the end. We got to the end of this section of words, and so I shall now reread them so everybody is reminded and we can all play at home and pick our word of the episode. We had today dramatic monologue, dramatics, dramatic unities, dramatization, dramatis personae, dramatist, dramatization, dramatize, dramaturge, dramaturgy, dramedy, dramic, dram shop, drank, drape, drape, draper, and drapery. I think I just have to pick dramedy as the word of the episode because I like a good dramedy. I like a good dramedy. It's got elements of drama and comedy. Is it a comedy with drama, or is it a drama with comedy? We'll never know. It doesn't matter. You can call it whatever you like. Life is a dramedy. That is going to be the end of this episode. Yes, it is. I appreciate you listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.